Pinellas County faces a $60 million budget cut for the 2011 fiscal year, which begins this October 1st. County Administrator Robert LaSala said the deficit comes from less property tax revenue, the main source of income for county departments that do not have fees associated with them.
We reduce our expenditures because we don't have the $60 million, so we bring our expenditures in line with a smaller amount of revenue. We would need an infusion of additional revenue, and the only place we have to go for that is property taxes.
LaSala said each county department faces a 15% decrease in their budget, but have been asked to come up with reduction plans of 30% or more. LaSala said he acknowledges the potentially harmful effect the lack of funds will have on particular departments like parks and recreation. He did not sugarcoat the situation.
With a smaller amount of revenue, we could see parks close several days a week. We could see fees for parking in the parks, access to Fort DeSoto, a variety of other services eliminated or curtailed or significantly reduced.
Many in attendance spoke on behalf of Brooker Creek, a favored wilderness area that may suffer dramatically from the budget crunch. Citizen Barbara Schultz offered several solutions that could help keep the education center open.
There was potential to close the education center, which we actually can staff it with volunteers, and possibly, I know there's a liability issue, possibly we could use have the volunteer sign a waiver. Also, it costs about $3 per person that uses the facilities there. We could possibly even charge $2 or $3 to get in, if not all the time, at certain times, you know. And that little bit would add to, you know, people realizing that this is something that is worthwhile going to use and see.
With a current budget of $238 million, the sheriff's office is challenged with a $30 million reduction. Sheriff Jim Coates' department failed to meet the $8 million cut for the current year. Instead, that money came from the county stabilization fund, reducing it by half. Under similar arguments, Chief Deputy Robert Gualtieri said he is not sure the sheriff's department will be able to meet the new budget cut either.
Well, it'd be very difficult to do, and we probably cannot meet that number. We understand the seriousness of the situation. We want to make a significant contribution, but whether we can do that and still maintain the required level of public safety services is something that we have great concern about. You can't cut millions of dollars and not have some effect on services.
One citizen, Amy Wallen, did not agree with the sheriff department's current expenditures.
There's a lot of area for improvements. I mean, funeral parties have the right of way. There's no need for a police escort. That's the job of a funeral director. Official police vehicles being used for churches to help people get in and out of the parking lots. Who's paying for this, and why are the vehicles being tied up on non-official police work? Also, when there's an emergency, when someone calls 911, why do so many different vehicles come out? And what are the insurance implications when the police officers are out doing these so-called non-official duties? I mean, that's a real waste.
Not every department's income is based directly on property taxes. The utilities department, for example, pays for itself through the fees it charges its customers. However, LaSala said, with the increase in foreclosures and water conservation being pushed over the past few years, profit from sales has decreased dramatically. Kevin Bicote is the assistant director of the utilities department.
We do have some concerns or some pressures with lower water sales. We'll still maintain the water and sewer services to the standards that are required by the different regulatory agencies.
Carol Lee's opinion emphasized the diversity of the crowd's opinions. She was livid with the way the county commission handled the budget, and unlike many of her peers, she pushed for a bigger budget cut.
I'm not a happy camper. I was both saddened and disgusted and listening on some of the Q&A, on people going, gimme, 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 I need this handout, don't cut, don't do this, la, 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 la. That's it. You guys need to do more than $60 million cut, I'm sorry. It's not enough. Because what's coming your way out of D.C. and the state, it's going to be cut even further. You have no clue what's coming your way. Public utilities, you allowed them to raise the rates. You told us to save on water. We did. What'd you do? You just kicked us right in the butt. Because not enough revenue. It's wrong.
Scott Fisher is equally distraught, but for different reasons.
We can no longer afford these high inflated property taxes that are artificially high because of what y'all are doing on the countywide budget. The most important thing y'all do is the budget, and we're going to bring you to task in the 2010 election that if y'all continue to do this, we're going to have our voice heard.
Despite the differences shared by the citizens and the county officials, the commissioners shared a sentiment similar to Commissioner Karen Seal.
Citizens' input is so important because we need to hear from folks as to what their priorities are and what they're willing to live with. I had one gentleman tonight come up and say, just give us a little small tax increase and try to preserve as much as possible. And then I had another lady come in and say, I've got bold proposals, you aren't cutting enough, and you need to cut a lot more.
Pinellas County has dealt with budget cuts over the past three consecutive years. And LaSala said the near future does not look any better. Even with the $60 million cut, a $20 million deficit still remains. The next public meeting will be held on March 11th at Osceola High School. For WMNF News, in Palm Harbor, I'm Conchetta DeLuco.